This is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, poetry to a different beat. But first, for many years, Americans had little exposure to British TV shows beyond Alistair Cook and the BBC imports that aired on public television. But when the U.S. version of the British game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire became a monster hit 4 years ago, Americans looked to Britain for the next big thing. The Weakest Link and Survivor changed American television from dramatic shows and sitcoms to so-called reality TV. And then the redo shows, Trading Spaces and What Not to Wear, arrived. The fall TV season has even more British-based programs, including The Ortegas, originally a British comedy about Indian immigrant culture in London, which has morphed into Mexican immigrants in Los Angeles, and Coupling, about 30-somethings looking for love. But doesn't that sound a little bit like Friends? So perhaps the best TV guide for American television is someone like Jason Deans, broadcasting editor for the London Guardian's media website. Mr. Deans, welcome.
Thank you.
So what can we look forward to? What are the most popular shows in Britain now?
There's a show which is coming your way called Wife Swap, which is one of these shows where they're literally two couples, the wives swap roles for, I think it's 3 or 4 weeks.
Isn't wife swapping another way to say adultery?
No, it's different. They change roles for 3 or 4 weeks, and they're expected to live by the rules of the house they go into, of the husband's rules, of the couple they've swapped with. And, you know, producing very good, what we call car crash TV, that, you know, people just didn't get on and fell out, and there was lots of arguments, and it was sort of quite voyeuristic, but it was hugely popular here and has been recommissioned. I think ABC in the US have bought that and are going to make a pilot, so...
You know, the view from here is that the BBC has finally moved completely away from Masterpiece Theatre-type costume dramas to something a little bit edgier. Are corsets gone forever?
I think that there's far less of them coming out of Britain now. And there was a period where the BBC churned out an awful lot right through the 90s, I think most famously Pride and Prejudice. But the BBC have moved away from it a little bit. Well, actually, they have dramatisation of the life of Lord Byron, starring Johnny Lee Miller, who's a bit of a movie star. He was in Trainspotting, and I think at one point was married to Angelina Jolie briefly as well, but has now gone back to TV. And it's been pitched very much as, you know, this guy was the first sort of rock star, sort of superstar in the 19th century, but 18th, 19th century. But the BBC is saying there's parallels between, you know, the sort of lifestyle he had when he became very famous, and all the sort of celebrity lifestyle and glamour that we have now. So there are still some of those. But I think there is less now. There's less costume drama.
So, in general, what do you think the future of television looks like? If we can assume that you are our future, do you see something coming along that you sort of suspect might be the next big thing?
The next big thing. It's a sort of variation of reality, but I suppose the thing that it's moved on to here is what you're saying, these redo shows. I mean, property-related shows are huge here at the moment. We've got this show coming up this autumn on the BBC called Million Pound Property Project. So they took 2 years to film it, and it's sort of like a property show meets game show. But the BBC gave two guys £100,000, and their challenge was, you know, through property deals and buying places and then doing them up and then selling them for a profit, they could convert that £100,000 into £1 million. Over 2 years. So it's things like that. There's another show coming up on Channel 4 where they're going to go and find some sort of fairly grimy old industrial town in the north of England, and they're going to give the whole town a makeover. It's going to take 18 months to do. So I think things like that are maybe the way it's going over here.
Getting bigger.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll look forward to it.
Okay.
Jason Deans is the broadcasting editor for the London Guardian's media website. Thanks very much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Linda.